Yes, Windscape is what it came so easily. It's what the American poet Mary Oliver calls a grace, and it doesn't happen often. And I woke up in the middle of the night with the first four lines of the poem in my head. And instead of just reaching for pen and paper, which I normally would, I got out and I went to the computer and I pinned it onto the screen, and the rest of it came, no trouble at all. And the only difficulty I had with it was arranging how to lay it out. The words just came.
Please take a sip of water, because the words are just going to come here. This is quite something. It's a call, please.
Right. Pardon me. Windscape. If the wind comes, scattering the dreaming, if the wind comes and goes howling through the hall, if the wind comes when it's unexpected while I'm thinking of the ending, if the wind comes and pries the pages from my fingers while my pen is poised above them, what will you tell them when they come to ask the question? What was the tale that she was telling? Was it worth the toil and trouble? Need it be told at all? Will you tell them of my story, of the hardship, of the glory, of the things that never surfaced, for the pain that they would bring? How I went fishing in the river with a line so fragile, thin, a little girl who strove to catch a monster on a pin. How that wind had howled around me, oh, so many times before. How I bent my head before the blast, stood upright after it had passed, to resume the task once more. How my eyes were fixed on further hills, I felt the need to climb, for the vision, yes, that vision, of a world serene, sublime, a world without the thunder of the bomber's deadly roar and the piling of the corpses to appease the fiends of war, where all the gods that people worship are the gods of peace, not war, and are given equal rating in the liturgy of all. What will you tell them, stranger? Need I know? Or care at all? For the wind will tell my story, loud and resonant its call.